Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners up today. We begin with a guy who smuggled 34 million pounds of shrimp.
Yeah, you heard John right. 34 million pounds of shrimp over the course of 3 years. Mostly it was frozen prawns, frozen shrimp. How he got the cocktail sauce all into China at 3 ounces a piece, I don't know. That's a lot of little mini bottles to get those into the airport.
Speaking of mini bottles, this guy had more than a few mini bottles with him in Wisconsin. 56-year-old guy who got pulled over for his 8th DUI. And before the cops could even slap the cuffs on him, he said, hold on. And he pounded a bottle of something or other, an open bottle that was in his car. But our 930 Knucklehead winner goes to the T-shirt cannon lady.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And this is down in Oklahoma, where a woman is facing felony charges now after she took the T-shirt cannon to the prison where her man is and decided to use the T-shirt cannon to shoot some packages over the wall that contained everything you'd want in prison. You know, the things you need, earbuds, cell phones, chargers, meth, marijuana, tobacco, and all that. Where does a woman get a T-shirt cannon? I mean, does she work for the minor league baseball team in town?
What about ramen? What else do you need in there?
Yeah.
You need, what is it that we make? Prison taffy. You need ingredients for prison taffy.
Well, most of those get acquired on the inside.
You can get them there at the commissary, but it's cheaper if you can get your cannon to fire them over the wall.
Yeah, get your woman to come shoot it with the T-shirt cannon over the wall. They ended up, the guards got the airborne bag and locked down the jail before any prisoners could get to the bag. And then they pulled her over, and she had a full another package ready to be fired.
Sure she did.
Yeah, you know.
All right, our 930 Knucklehead winner today.
T-shirt cannon.
Thank you very much to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.